Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
If they wanted your water to be clean, they would work together and they would make it clean. If they wanted your food not to be sprayed with pesticides, they would work together and they would make it clean.
Upstart Radio.
If they wanted to hold oil companies accountable for price gouging during this war, then they could. If they wanted to work together to hold the Jeffrey Epstein clients accountable for all of the things that they did, they would. Mm-hmm. If they wanted to lower your taxes so that you could live in a more comfortable place, they could work together and they could make it happen. If they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to, they would. If they wanted to stop the never-ending wars, they would. If they wanted to bring the price of your groceries down to a reasonable level, they would. If they wanted to find every pedophile that's online currently stalking your kids, they would. If they wanted to make housing affordable, they would. If they wanted to get car loans to a place that was more affordable, they would. If they wanted to have things manufactured so that they lasted for years like they did in the forever days ago, they would. They could. They work together when it benefits them. They don't work together when it benefits you. Do you understand that? They can work together. This is not just a Democrat problem or a Republican problem. Okay, if they wanted to stop communism, they would work together and stop communism. If they wanted to stop fascism, they would work together to stop the fascism. But have you ever noticed that they don't work together to stop those two things, even though those two things are very similar ways to dictate? If they wanted to, they would. But no, the only thing that they're going to agree on, the only thing they're going to work together on, is combating anti-Semitism. We're occupied. We are an occupied nation.
The defense minister of Israel, Yaron Pete Hegseth, described his plans for Gaza, and we're quoting, "No electricity, no food will be allowed in. We are fighting human animals." Well, the deputy mayor of Jerusalem responded, not to say, "Whoa, whoa, settle down, defense minister." No, the deputy mayor of Jerusalem thought he didn't go far enough. He said this, "They're not human animals. They're not human beings. They are subhuman." And then he said that the Palestinians of Gaza should be buried alive with bulldozers, which some ultimately apparently were. And so the aim was genocidal from the very first day.
Five generations now, we're working harder than our great-great-great-grandparents and our grandparents did, who had no education, who sent their first generations to college. We were on our way somewhere. We were family. We were community. We knew our neighbors. Our children played outside, met new friends. Those new friends wanted to spend the night, and they had to ask their parents, and their parents became friends. Today, mom's in the park on fentanyl, and we think fentanyl, they give us this propaganda about it comes from China, it comes from here. They didn't want this stuff in this country. It wouldn't be here. This is a weapon against us. There is an attack on all of us, red, blue, conservative, liberal. It doesn't matter. The American is under attack. Our dollar is buying a lot less. We're working a lot harder for it. We're losing our constitutional rights, whether you realize it or not.
Mr. Chairman, I assure you, I am not here to talk about Israel. I'm not here to talk about the fact that this commission this morning voted unanimously to give $450 million to the Israeli government. I am not here to talk about the fact that this commission has struggled to pay the deputies in this county, the teachers in this county, while the fact that the commission unanimously voted to give up to $450 million of money to Israel. I assure you, I am not talking about that today because I don't want to be escorted out by these great men in uniform. What this is about very simply is, whom do you serve? Do you serve the people of Hialeah or of Haifa? Do you serve the people of Aventura or of Tel Aviv? Do you serve Miami or of Jerusalem?
Sergeants.
This money should be invested here in this community,
Take them out.
Should be invested in Miami-Dade County. Bridgman of your country. They deserve better. We need a country that is America first, not Israel.
That's what he wants.
America first. America first. I will go off. America first.
Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized, Commissioner Gilbert.
Okay.
Neutral commentator for a change. I like neutral commentator.
You were supposed to try this.
Oh,
block.
I see you're going
to
meet
you. You saw this out to Jews and Israel.
Well,
you saw this out. You saw this out.
Palantir. Vanguard. And BlackRock. Johnson & Johnson's, APAC, IDF, ICE, Flock, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, Larry Silverstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, data centers, national monuments, complete and total civil unrest. And yet, there you sit, doing nothing about it. It's out there, people. The issues are at hand. It is that bad. It has been that bad. It's all of them. It isn't left versus right or red versus blue. It's top versus bottom. It's us versus them. And we hold power in numbers. It's only a matter of time before I get it through your head. Do something!
You're a fucking traitor! 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 You're a traitor! 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 You're a fucking traitor!
I am a proud Zionist. Israel is the only non-colonialist state in the Middle East. All the other states were established by colonialist regimes. I think I'm in 1935, and I'm sitting opposite Joseph Goebbels right now, and he's making the propaganda case for the Nazi regime just the way this professor is making the propaganda case for the new Nazi regime, which is the regime of Iran.
We are not in 1935. We are not in 1939. We are in 1942. You are the Nazi regime that is carrying out a Holocaust in Gaza. You are the Nazi who is doing it as we speak. You're the evil monster. You say Israel is not a colonial regime? You're from Eastern Europe. You're European. All of those Ashkenazi Jews who are now running the country, they're from Eastern Europe. You came and slaughtered. I'm talking. I didn't interrupt you as you were ranting. The people who you support, the people who are running the country, they're Polish. They're Ukrainian. They're from Czechoslovakia. They're from Eastern Europe. You're not even Semite. You're the anti-Semite because you've been slaughtered. You won't let me talk. You are afraid. You're afraid because you know you have no argument. You have no leg to stand on. You slaughtered the Semite Palestinians, and you took their land. You are a proud Zionist who supports a regime that celebrates the rapists in prison. They rape Palestinians in prison, and then they're celebrated on television. You're a coward. You won't let me talk. I let you talk because I'm not afraid of you. People are not afraid of you anymore. You can kill whoever you like, but we're not afraid. You can bomb my house. You can kill me with my family, but I'm not afraid of you. I will support the Palestinian people until your regime bombs my home. So go and tell them that. I'm prepared to die for the Palestinian people. You used to frequent Epstein Island. You have no principles and no morality.
Upstart Radio.
You want to know what it is,
It's that the more I look around me, the more I realize society has become complicit. You've adopted a life of comfort and privilege. Maybe it's time to check that privilege. Because I look around me, I see poverty, suffering, manipulation, fascism. I see a government that no longer represents its people. While a desk full of bureaucratic douchebags who represent that same government will rip away your First Amendment rights for speaking out against the system. And then they'll sic their private militia on you. That same group of people just stood up and acted and took their right back. There's nothing that they could do. And that's the problem, is that you all know it. If you all stood up and acted, there's nothing they could do. But rather than risk your comfort, you sit in privilege.
I'm saying these things out of love for my fellow humans. The shot is not medicine. It is an intrabody nano network administered through. What they're finding in people are not blood clots. It is self-assembling, self-replicating nanotechnology. Lipid nanoparticles that have been modified on a molecular level, wrapped in pegylation, polyethylene glycol, one of the components that can be used to make hydrogel. The lipid particles are modified to be more sensitive to heat and frequency. When placed in the human body, they become excited from the heat. In that excitement, they vibrate. With that excitement, magnetofection is created, and the particles slowly drift towards each other, hence self-assembling. This intrabody nano network is the first step to make the human body a device linked into the Internet of Bodies. The shot also changes human DNA, rendering the person a GMO owned by a corporation. This allows for the system to freely harvest psychological, biological, genetic, and physiological data from the individual without their knowledge or permission. They are now products owned by the corporation that gave them the poke. At the top of all of those corporations is BlackRock and Vanguard. Information is now the new gold, and it will be the foundation for the new financial system coming, the CBDC. The next step is a quantum dot tattoo that will slowly release quantum micro dots, chips, into the human body, individualizing and authenticating all data for each individual. This is part of a transhuman agenda being initiated upon the population without their knowledge, by global elitists working primarily through the WEF, the WHO, the IMF, and other global control systems that are not any part of one government. This technology will link every human being into the Internet of Bodies. It is the foundation for a global CBDC that will be controlled with quantum systems. This technology has the capacity to fully surveil and control every individual.
In the United States, the Supreme Court has ruled that vaccinated people worldwide are products. They are now patented goods. According to U.S. law, which can be verified, people who have been vaccinated no longer qualify as humans, and therefore they can no longer be categorized as human beings. In essence, this means that those vaccinated are no longer subject to national or international law. Since 2013, all people vaccinated with genetically modified mRNAs are legally transhuman and legally identified as transhuman. Then they no longer enjoy any human or other rights of a state. This applies worldwide. Because GenPoint technology patents are under U.S. jurisdiction and law, where they were registered. So, yes, this exists, but it is yet another form of dividing all of us from each other. And I certainly address all people. I address the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. And we're all in this together. And our hope is that we can retain humanity in whatever way we can, as this huge onslaught that we were not prepared for. We kept believing in the mainstream media, which convinced us that it was in far in the future, when really it was being set up all around us. For the last 20 to 25 years, the geoengineering piece has been a huge part of this setup. And it's been going on, and we've all believed the mainstream media account that it's about weather, it's about climate change, it's about global warming, it's about carbons, and none of it was true.
They took the trees.
Our fruit trees. They took the trees and sold us back the fruit. Then they took the water. Rivers. Rain. Springs that fed civilizations for thousands of years. Bottled it and sold it back to us. They took the land. Land that existed here long before any human drew lines around it. And they said, if you want to stand here, you better have a payment plan. Everything we need to exist, food, water, shelter, was already here. Nobody created it. But somehow, you were born owing for it. Am I the only one this drives mad? I mean, why is a free life such a crazy idea? Why does simply existing without bills, debt, or permission sound like a fantasy? Why in the hell did we ever let anybody convince us that this is the way things were supposed to be?
Upstart Radio.
Born like this, into this, as the chalk faces smile, as Mrs. Death laughs, as political landscapes dissolve, as the oily fish spit out their oily prey. We are born like this, into hospitals which are so expensive that it's cheaper to die, into lawyers who charge so much it's cheaper to plead guilty, into a country where the jails are full and the madhouses closed, into a place where the masses elevate fools into rich heroes. Born into this, walking and living through this, dying because of this, castrated, debauched, disinherited because of this. The fingers reach toward an unresponsive God. The fingers reach for the bottle, the pill, the powder. We are born into this sorrowful deadliness. There will be open and unpunished murder in the streets. It will be guns and roving mobs. Land will be useless. Food will become a diminishing return. Nuclear power will be taken over by the many. Explosions will continually shake the earth. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The rotting bodies of men and animals will stink in the dark wind. And there will be the most beautiful silence never heard. Born out of that, the sun hidden there, awaiting the next chapter.
You can check the bruises. She's all bruised up, right?
Let's just be clear. First, you're saying that if you haven't been beaten by the Israeli police, you're an equal member of society. And then when someone says they have been beaten by Israeli police, you say, where are the bruises?
No.
Look, one thing that he's conveniently overlooking is that Israel describes itself as being a Jewish state, which by its very definition excludes me. And the state is founded on this concept of Jewish privilege, which means that when the Supreme Court, this court that he lauds so much, has faced the question of whether Israel's a Jewish state or a democracy, it has always chosen Jewish state, which means that Jewish privilege exists. What they fail to recognize is that we didn't come to Israel. We didn't immigrate to Israel. Israel came to us.
James Lee is a conspiracist who brands himself as a champion of the independent thought. His commentary distorts the nature of anti-Semitism and vilifies Jewish communities. Damn, James.
But I challenge them to find an example of me vilifying a Jewish community, you know?
Yeah. Well, it says right here, they aren't even hiding it anymore. Israel owns America.
Well, I mean, that's, they do.
Yeah, you're like, we can't pay our nurses. We can't, you know, I'm saying we don't have, like, we have issues in our public schools. More people are choosing to homeschool than ever, which is just another burden on the family, really, mm-hmm. right? You know, our food supply has been deemed
toxic,
yeah. Right? That's something that we're battling right now. 70% of young men can't serve in the military because of the physical shape that they're in, right? Like, so you start to wonder, why do we have this extra money to just send to a place, right? So that I think is a very fair question. And I've been thinking about it a lot, and I don't think we're just sending money to a place. I do believe that our country is owned by Israel, and that so you just give the money to the boss. So it's not us. They're just getting the money that's theirs.
That's theirs, yeah.
That's what I started to realize. Because I'm like, yeah, because if you do this for so long and it doesn't make any, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no answer. It's like, oh, well, that's the boss coming in just getting his money.
I mean, the Israelis invaded somebody else's territory. They took people's homes, and they did many of the things that the Nazis did to the Jews, and now they're really doing it. You can't be more evil than what they're doing. They are doing evil that is just as great as what the Nazis did, and in some ways it's worse because they kind of boast about it. Hitler had the decency to try to keep it secret. For some reason, Hitler didn't want people to know he was doing these things to the Jews. The Israelis are almost proud of it, and it's demonically evil. It is. Yeah. It's, you can't be more evil. And anybody who doesn't recognize that it's evil, I can't probably communicate with that person. I don't know how
be sons and your girls to be daughters, to walk in a straight line and do as they're told. Tell them they're worth only as much as they're making, that no one will love them if they don't fit the mold. We need a new
contemplating the ocean in a boat in the Strait of Hormuz. That they ain't got a mission and they still ain't winning. Can't you at least get the boys some food? When they nuke Iran and Jesus don't come back, and your son's still gay and there's no cheap gas. When the vengeance of nations finally comes to port, will you be bitching about men playing women's sports? I get weary, I get nervous. They hired a clown, we get the whole damn circus. Lord, I get tired, I feel uptight. Turn your back for a second, it's the Nerd Reich. On day 184 of a 3-day war, I drove my truck to Lake America. I was thinking about drowning when my youth pastor found me, slapped a wedding ring on my thumb. I cried out to Jesus, I cried out to Mom. I got Peter Thiel, he listens closer than God. I said, now what's with these cameras pointing at me? He said, don't do nothing wrong, there won't be nothing to see. Gee, I get weary, they can hear. This one goes out to my buddies up at Palantir. I said, now since you're already listening, I must ask, what's the lowdown on this fella y'all called J.D. Vance? He said he's a carbon life form wearing khaki pants. You know, we play the song and buddy, he does the dance. He did some Catholic gymnastics, washed his mouth out with soap. But even God and the king and two popes said nope. He gets weary, he gets hit, but it's all bound to happen when you drag Appalachia through shit. I gotta jog to beat a robot dog. I know it's smarter than the guy with the leash. Give me to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where the law can't lay a hand on me. Oh, what war is it? What wife is it? For G.I. joke, my favorite fox and friend, Captain Testosterone. I heard that Pete wants in office, but he lost his war. I'd laugh if I hadn't seen the show before. I get weary, I get nervous. You hire a clown, you get the whole damn circus. Lord, I get tired, I feel uptight. Turn your back for a minute, it's the Nerd Rag.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.